Time now for your comments. Carol Harness of Wichita had this to say about a report on the U.S. Supreme Court hearing arguments on whether people may be evicted from public housing because of their relatives' drug use. How fortunate that some types of public housing do not fall under the same laws. Otherwise, the families of President George W. Bush and his brother Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, might have been rudely evicted for the behaviors of their daughters, over whom they also have no control. Many of you responded to the Morning Edition story about dogs being used for food in Korea. One listener sent photos of the dog that he rescued and adopted when he was stationed in Korea. Eric Fellinger of Burlington, Vermont, called to present this poem.
It's not like I'd eat Lassie were she offered up to me, but as we globalize the world, let's not fear what we see. We are the way we are because we got that way, that's why, and different people got their ways over sands of different times. So where we see a precious little furry friendly pet, Koreans see a delicacy, divinely to be et. Diversity is a key in life, especially when we eat, and one people's firm taboo will always be another's treat.
In response to a story about states considering increased cigarette taxes, Della Jacobs of New York suggests that we tax fast food instead. She writes, "It seems to me that high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and obesity contribute just as much, if not more, to our nation's health problems. If raising the cigarette tax will induce the public to quit smoking, perhaps taxing fast food will induce the public to lose weight. And then maybe I'll get a seat on the subway." Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.